Blog Talk Radio.
It takes fight to be a full-time fan. There'll be early check-ins, then late shifts, good days, and bad ones. But you'll never quit because you're in this together. It won't always be easy, but when you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. Modelo, brewed for full-time fans. Brewed for those with a fighting spirit.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Okay, you win, I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win, baby, what can I do? I'll do anything you say, it's just got to be that way. Well, all right, okay, you win, I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win, baby, what can I do? Anything you say I'll do, as long as it's me and you. But the first thing in the morning, you got to wake me with a kiss. You got to make up for all the loving you have made me miss. All right, okay, you win, I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win, baby, what can I do? Anything you do, I'll say, it's just got to be that way. Hard to do. Well, all right, well, okay, you win, what are you waiting for? Well, all right, okay, you win, baby, one thing more. If I'm gonna be your man, pretty baby, let me take your hand. Well, all right, okay,
this is a product of Beverly Nation, WBNN. This is your boy, Honeybee Olasky's American Songbook. And, of course, I am your proprietor, Dr. Oladele Malewa Ngozi, a.k.a. DJ Honeybee Olasky. Now, of course, we're out of wonderful downtown Lagos, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation tonight, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight, we're going to honor one of the great, maybe the greatest orchestra of all time, and the greatest leader of a band of all time, the outstanding Count Basie. And tonight, of course, we're going to feature the great Joel Williams, who sang with this orchestra for 27 years, going all the way back to 1948. That's a long time, y'all. And, of course, I'm joined by some great people. Of course, class of 2023 rookie, Mr. Jetty 8-Track from Soul Genius Champloo. And, of course, renowned storied host, the 2021 Linear New Host of the Year, Dutty Van Ann, and the 2022 Overall Host of the Year, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J, our fifth reigning commissioner. As we sit back and enjoy wonderful Count Basie and Joel Williams, before we bring on our wonderful co-host, there'll never be a love like this.
There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but theirs won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you? Can they come true if there will never, ever be another you?
The great Joel Williams with the outstanding Count Basie Orchestra. Now, of course, I'm going to introduce our wonderful players tonight. First, again and again, class of 2023, rookie of WBNN Beverly Nation, Mr. Jetty 8-Track. How you feeling tonight, sir?
Feeling good. What's going on, Dr. Odelli? How you living, man? I hear you grooving, man. What's going on?
Hey, man, listen, I got a great story for you, man, as I'm going to bring on, you know, the countless achievements of the next person, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Hey, hey, everybody. How are you tonight? I am looking forward to Count Basie, an awesome, awesome man. I mean, great man. And you guys know he died. He was about 80 years old. He was 79. And, you know, still was out doing his thing, with his wonderful swing and jazz and blues that he infused together to bring about this swing thing. So I'm going to enjoy this tonight, some wonderful tunes, and you're featuring Miss Williams, which is awesome. So I'm going to enjoy the great sounds of The Count.
That last song that I played, they played at the Sands Hotel with that one, right? And it was so interesting, guys, because before the show, they could not dress in the hotel. So they had to dress where they were at, staying at, and they had to stay outside in the pool area until the time came for them to go on stage. Look at segregation, right? Mm-hmm. How sick that was.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, you know, that last song, they did that song after coming back from the pool. And then when they had to take their break, they had to go back outside and then be called back into the grand ballroom, into the sound stage. Totally humiliating. But, again, we came through. We did our job. We were professional. Got paid and went home. How about that? How about that JD 8-track?
Yeah. Well, you know, word to Shaq and Biggie, you can't stop the rain. You know what I'm saying? As much as you can try to reinforce the roof, there's only but so much water that roof going to take before it cave in. The groove never dies.
There you go. How you feel about that, Diddy, right there, Dr. J?
Well, you know, all I can say is I'm glad I wasn't around back in those days with my band.
Yeah, all three of us, actually.
But,
all three of us, actually.
Right. Yeah, and it's so sad that so many of the late greats had to suffer with that type of treatment. And, you know, the white community loved to hear them and see them perform, but they treat them like crap, you know, and still considered them as nothing. But they wanted us to tap dance and tiptoe through the tulip for them, you know. So, yeah, I'm glad I wasn't back then. Yeah.
Well, I love the fact that Joe Williams was not the type of person to tiptoe. He stood and was so elegant, stood his ground, sang his song, said, no, I'm not doing no song and dance routine. I'm just going to do a song routine because I'm a great singer. Now, of course, the next song was the first time they were allowed in Las Vegas Hotel. So the next songs you hear, now segregation has fell, you know what I mean, and now everything is desegregated in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, you know, that song, the first song, it sounds so good. How swell.
Bow swell, bow witty, bow sweet, bow grand, would kiss me pretty, would hold my hand. Both thine eyes are cute to what they do to me. Hear me holla, I choose the sweet Lollapalooza in thee. I'd feel so rich in a hut or two. Two rooms and kitchen I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand. Thou grand, would you kiss me pretty? Would you hold my hand? Both thine eyes are cute too, and what they do to me. Hear me holla, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee. I'd feel so rich in a hut for two. Just two rooms and a kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, oh, kiss me pretty, thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
All right, all right. Count Basie and Joel hitting it in the swing era. And, of course, what more can we say about that? Thanks for Frank Sinatra and, you know, the mob. You know what I mean? They said, no, no, no. Frank said, we're going to have all blacks not only performing here, But they're going to stay here, too. They're not going to stay across town in the flats of West Las Vegas. They're going to stay right here at the Sands, right here at the Frontier, right here, you know, at the Sahara. And it was a great time. And, of course, it was the beginning of something so wonderful. Hey, Count Basie, take it.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw the rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light.
The great, great Count Basie Orchestra featuring the legendary Joe Williams. I am Dr. Oladele Ngozi, and welcome to my Honeybee American Songbook tonight. And, of course, all the folks around the world, you know what to do, right? 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time, Multimedia. Dr. J, I think I'm beginning to see the light.
Yeah, you and me both. I love that song. It was beautiful. You know, it makes you really feel like you're beginning to see the light. The arrangement of the music and just the energy in the song, that was great. Absolutely magnificent.
Absolutely great for us to always enjoy all music. Now, of course, you know, everybody knows that I play, you know, funk, R&B, classical music, country music, and then, you know, the swing. I play the blues. But to talk about the songbook written by the great Gordon Jenkins and Cole Porter, it's amazing. We're going to go to a song right now that was written by Nelson Riddle for Count Basie. And Nelson Riddle is one of my favorite songwriters. I just can't believe it.
Your eyes are blue, your kisses too. I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know
I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. Never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Oh, Joe, 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 saying ain't so, Joe. Hey, number eight, talk to us tonight about, you know, he can't believe that that woman is in love with him.
Listen, I'm going to keep it all the way funky with you, man. Outside of the groove and the beautiful arrangements and the melodies that you're playing from this great legend, man, he had to be a player pimp. I'm going to tell you exactly why he had to be a player pimp, because he knew how to write the records that actually made the women. No, I'm going to keep it 100. He knew how to make the records that made the women swoon. He made the women swoon, because I'd be damned as a confident young man. I'd be damned if I say, you know what I mean, I put you above me. Huh? I love me way too much for that. But
You gotta be able to write to your crowd.
You know what I mean? You gotta be able to write to your audience. So I respect and I salute him for that.
Yes, indeed. Number eight. And of course we go right back to number five, y'all. And what can number five bring? Let's take it to Caesar's Palace, 1961. Ooh, number five, baby.
Baby,
happy baby. If you were where you ought to be this morning, my whole world is empty, darling, because you're not here with me. I don't love you, 'cause I don't write you every day. And don't feel that I don't love you, 'cause I haven't much to say. I love you and I need you so bad that I could cry.
I won't be satisfied unless I play this beautiful, you know, wonderful music right here by the Basie Trios and Orchestra featuring the outstanding Joel Williams. 27 years as a wonderful, wonderful soloist with this outstanding orchestra, a multi-Grammy winning orchestra. And Count Basie, we miss you very, very, very much. And to answer number eight, you know, statement, it was Nelson Riddle that wrote, you know, that wrote that, you know, wonderful soliloquy. So was Nelson Riddle the real pimp? How about that, Dr. J?
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I love that song as well. But I wanted to chime in on something that Jetty said on the last one about Count Basie, you know, how he must have been, you know, a ladies' man and like a player and all that back then. But, you know, Count Basie, he was actually like a one-woman man. He was married to Catherine Morgan for like 40-plus years until he died. So
That's right.
Was a good family man, although, you know, his music, you know, had you rocking. I'm sure the women loved him because he was a nice-looking man, but very talented and all, you know, leading that Count Basie Orchestra and all of that and playing the piano, doing the arrangements, and organist, band leader, and composer. So I know a lot of women, you know, was after him, but, you know, he stayed true to his wife, which is awesome.
You know, what's crazy about that, man, you know, with him being married for 40 years, you know, Count Basie played for some great people. And, of course, you know, the great Frank Sinatra said he never had he had the best time of his life, you know what I mean, when he played with Count Basie, because it's almost like he went back to childhood back in Hoboken, and it's amazing, amazing, amazing. And of course, what more can we say? You know, we're going to continue this outstanding, you know, record of greatness, the outstanding Count Basie. Of course, 516-453-9133, you want to talk to your honeybee, because I'm here, baby, because I'm so, so satisfied.
Wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Thoughtful night, paradise, what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me. Thank you. should care for me. It's awful nice paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful.
This is Dr. Oladeli Malay-Ringozi, and welcome to my Honeybees American Songbook. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We'll take our first call of the evening. Caller, you're live and direct with your boy, Dr.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the one and only Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles. Now, I had to come in here today because tomorrow night, I will be in the studio. I'm going to raise the curtain for y'all. I lost my sight in my right eye today. And it's getting rougher and rougher. It's definitely going to be back. You know, I know that for a fact because they can't count me out. You can't knock me out. You can't count me out. So, y'all see me tomorrow night. The show must go on, ladies and gentlemen, make no matter what. You know, I have to be here to do my thing. I can't be absent.
All right.
And that's one of the reasons why, because I was brought to this show for a purpose.
That's
and so
right.
I'm trying to fulfill
That's
my
right.
purpose and in support of my boss over there, my two bosses, my two bosses. And so, I can't leave her out. That's my girl over there. I can't leave her out.
That's right.
But, yeah,
That's right.
I'm coming. You know, you might just hear a slight slur. And last week, I got my leg back. I got my arm
back.
All
right. Like I told you. And you're going to get your eye back too, Mr. Boston.
Yeah. And you know what? The doctor was telling me it's going to be 6-7 months before I can walk correctly. And I said, okay. I had my brother and my son go to Walmart and get a basket. They brought the basket back, and I showed them how to saw the basket off. And I made me a rolling walker. So I walked 200 feet, dragging my leg. The next day, I got up and I did 200 feet, dragging my leg. This week, I walked the whole two blocks. And
all right.
Yesterday, all praises go to my Heavenly Father. Yesterday, my leg and my arm just came alive.
All right.
Just came alive. So I called, I left a message on my doctor's phone. Do you know my doctor got in his car at 12 o'clock last night and drove all the way to my house, 90 miles to my house.
Wow. What a testimony.
And, yeah, and, you know, my doctor was a lead cardiac surgeon at Johns Hopkins.
All right, Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, now.
Yeah, when she came to see me, she told me, she said, listen, Jeffrey, don't let your ego stand in the way of your healing. She said, just remember this. When I walk out of this room, I'm going to stop at the door, and I'm going to tell you something that's so powerful that you're going to get up and walk.
All right.
And she walked through the door. She walked to the door, and she said, Jeffrey, you already healed. Now you got to tell your mind that you heal. Because your ego keeps telling you you can't walk. Amen. Oh, my God. I
all
feel
right, man. You said it. You said it. And listen,
God
came down.
Yeah.
I got to tell you this, man. You know, we talked in confidence, and I called you in the hospital room, you know, when you told me to call you. And I told you that these things were past, didn't I? So today you talked about your eye. You're going to get your eye back. And tomorrow night, man, we are ready to do a show. I got a soundtrack for your act.
Woo.
So we're going to do our thing. And I want to thank you for calling in. And what more can I say, man? The Boston Chronicles, man. The Boston Chronicles tomorrow night, man. We're going to get it in, man. And it's first blues time. Let's get it.
I stand before you with my heart in my hand. I want you to read it, mama, hoping that you'll understand. Well, baby, mama, please don't dog me round. Well, I'd rather love you, baby, than anyone else I know in town. Because you're so nice and loving, and you have such pleasing ways. If you take me to your home, be there the rest of my days. That's the truth, mama. Now you know I wouldn't lie. If I don't love you, baby, well, I swear I hope to die. Want a man like me? Well, baby, don't you want a man like me? You think on our future, forget about your used to be. When my days are long and dreary and the sun refuses to shine, I will never be blue and lonely just to know that you are mine. Well, baby, will you make everything all right? Can I meet you today, baby, or will it be tomorrow night? This is my confession, mama, and I'm thrilled by all your charm. And I feel like I'm in heaven when you hold me in your arms. Well, baby, you can have me for yourself. You belong to me, mama. I don't want nobody else.
Oh, the good doctor is so satisfying. Of course, the American song book by your boy Honey B. Olasky. We'll take a caller and then we'll go back to our commentary with, you know, number 8 and the J Great. Caller, you're live right now with your Honey B.
Good evening, good evening. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp, the host with the most gems to share. I am doing well. How are you, doctor?
I am chilling. Like I said, this music is oh so satisfying. And we're here, right here, live from Lagos, Nigeria, giving you the American Songbook of the great Gordon Jenkins, Nelson Riddle, and, of course, the outstanding person that we all love, and, you know, Count Basie and Mr. Joel Williams.
Yes, I just wanted to call in and support y'all tonight and let you know I'm in the background listening, chilling and vibing, rocking out with y'all. And I just want to encourage those who are listening tonight is to never stop dreaming. And if you don't turn your dreams into realities, they are just merely dreams. So I just wanted to impart to the audience tonight that they are destined for greatness, and it's time for them to truly, truly tap into their dreams and make those dreams reality, because tomorrow may not come, but you have today to seize the opportunity. And I want everyone to know that they just have so much more to live for, and don't take anything for granted. That was just on my heart tonight, and I just wanted to share that as I, you know, vibe out with y'all.
Share your endeavors, of course, with, of course, the one and only Beverly Nation and your wonderful podcast that streams on everything. The outstanding class of 2021, Ms. Genesis Mars Kemp, talk to us.
Yeah, so as you alluded to, I do have a podcast, y'all. It's called Gems with Genesis Mars Kemp. And the reason why I called it Gems is because I believe we all have incredible gems to share, and I focus on three core pillars to educate, inspire, as well as motivate, while also weaving in DEIB, which is diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. And for those of you who don't know, Dr. Oladele M. Ngozi, he was also on the podcast just sharing about his journey and just what he went through and et cetera. So just be sure to just go look up that episode so you can learn a little bit more about who he is and just celebrate. And now he has his doctorate, so it'll be great to cycle back because we've been waiting to do a part two but just haven't got around to it. And I've just interviewed some incredible people, and, you know, I started my podcast during a dark season of my life, which is when I lost my father in November of 2020. And what motivates me to keep on going is now leaving a legacy for my daughter so she can have something to just reference to and say, hey, if my mom could do it at a low, you could do it in any season of your life. And, you know, we go through these hills and valleys, but it's what are we doing in the hills that makes us appreciate the valleys? What are we doing in the valleys that make us appreciate the hills? Because life is a roller coaster, and it's not always going to be pretty and prim. But if you have a perspective and a vantage point, then you will know why you went through a season during the time you went through it. So it's also revelation, it's wisdom, reflection, inflection, so many more things. So, yeah, just go check out the podcast. It's available on all major platforms. And support me. I am going to be back on the air on WBNN this month in September. So check me out here as well. And head on over to the website, genesisamariskemp.net, to learn more info.
Ms. Genesis Amaris Kemp tonight. Now, all the callers to stay, stay put, because we'll give you some more music by the great and outstanding Count Basie featuring Joel Williams. To me, when the top three greatest orchestras of all time. Before I go there, though, I'm going to break back on number eight real quick. Number eight, talk to us tonight, man, about the ambiance of the great man, Basie.
Man, look, the ambiance is as such. It's a beautiful night, y'all, for y'all to just kick back, crack open the Windsor and Newton, and just let the colors fly, you know what I mean, while you allow the vibrations to take you to a higher nation, you know what I'm saying? And it's none other than spectacular stylings of the 1-2 science by the madman genius himself, who just became a doctor, so that's ironic, Dr. Odele, as he leads us further into the groove, you know what I'm saying? I'm just allowing colors to fly on my canvas right now while I'm enjoying the conversation and the wonderful magnifications of the vibrations. You dig?
He's starting this mess, Dr. J. He's starting this mess. So, good doctor, how you feel about the ambiance tonight? It's oh so satisfying.
Oh, yes, it is very satisfying. I'm enjoying the ambiance. The music, it just puts you in a place of grandeur. You know, it just makes you happy. It makes you feel good. And, you know, and then to hear tonight from the two callers, two of WBNN great hosts here, Jeffrey Boston, you know, the Boston Chronicles man, on talking tonight about, you know, how he is recovering and, you know, how miracles are happening for him. I call them miracles because anytime a doctor tells you one thing and something happens contrary to that, it's a miracle, and that is good news, and that he'll be on during his show tomorrow, bringing more greatness to our network. And then with Genesis coming on, sharing with us tonight, it's just all great. It's just a wonderful night of just greatness is what I have to say.
Yes, indeed, good doctor. And, of course, what is love? You already said, you know, miracles. That is love, right? But this doctor going to tell you what love is.
Very clear, our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time they go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay. But, oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here, not for a year. Our love is here to stay.
Written by the great Tommy Dorsey for Frank Sinatra. In time, the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay. Caller, you're live right now with your honeybee, the good doctor, playing the music that's oh so satisfying. Now, of course, this caller always falls out in the spirit. you know, at the opportune time. And they know who they are, but I'm going to bring them back on, give them about five more seconds.
Hey, can you hear me?
There he is.
Hey,
yeah, you
found
the spirit, man. I thought it was Andre Presley.
Shout out to the twin who always gets it in, man. I tell you what, I was just, you know, preparing myself to deliver a very special message. First of all, shout out to the woman of God, Chinchilla, as well as the master himself, Jetty 8-Track, and you on the wheels of steel, man. I want to deliver this message that's been burning to get out. You know, we are amazing people, man. I want to dispel a myth how, you know, the white power structure always try to paint this picture that our people is ignorant. Go back and look at the time in which they were composing and doing what you are playing tonight, during that time period. There's no way in heaven or hell an ignorant type of people that can be able to do what we do and be able to survive. You get what I'm saying? So I want our people to be proud, man. You know, proud to the fact that we was able to walk and go through the hell and still be here. I just had to deliver that. That's why I was really on pause, man, because, you know, part of me, you know, I don't want to bring this down. It's not a downer. I just want us to really, really reflect at the time period. What we're listening to tonight, go back to the time period when our people couldn't even use the same bathroom, man. Our people were going through hell, getting shot and hung, right? And for them to be able to compose and leave something like that for us to be able to listen to in this day and time, we have a lot to be grateful for. You know, I just had to get that out. But anyway, man, y'all are
listen, man. That wasn't a downer. You're talking about stress, man, us being able to rear our children the right way. You know, when my son comes into my home, when he's, you know, at college, and he hears those wonderful tracks. I said, who's that dad? I said, that's Count Basie. He said, man, that's cool. That's cool. You know, to hear the kids say, that's cool, man, and to be able to stop his tracks, you know, always got his food ready, but he stopped his tracks like, why eat? Like, who's that? And, you know, is that. And some great composers, man, Nelson Riddle, Gordon Jenkins, you know, what more can we say? You know, the great and outstanding Tommy Dorsey, Glenn Miller, and George Gershwin. And the next song that I do is going to be dedicated to you, Magic Man. But before you go, talk about your next show.
Yes, the next show will be on the 21st, on a Thursday, at 9:30, of course, Eastern Standard Time. And I'll be speaking about self-sufficiency, along with my special honored guest, the woman of God, another woman of God, my sister, E. Davis. And I also got,
a young sister,
an entrepreneur that's going to come on, man. It's going to be a nice, nice form. Because now it's time for us to rise up. Yes, she is. It's time for us to rise up, man, and be who and what we are as the original owners, not the visitors of this planet, man. You get what I'm saying? Everything belongs to us. Ourselves first. All of the resources, ourselves, all of that. It's time for us to get that back, man. And like I say, it's not about them giving us anything. We have to take it back.
All right. You heard the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever. The 2020 enshrined into the same academy and the two-time Anna Waddell Award for Excellence winner, the overall host of the year. 2018 and 2020, the Magic Man Haru Huni Bakatu. Now, of course, this is going to be fun for me because, you know, I always bring up W.C. Handy and what he does. The great bluesman, the father of the blues, shout out to Memphis, Tennessee. So let's take it to the Mississippi River right now, because right now it's time to play a little CeeLo, play a little Dice. Roll 'em, Pete.
I've got a girl that lives up on a hill. I've got a girl that lives up on a hill. She wants to quit me, but I love her still. She's got eyes like diamonds, teeth shine like Fort Knox gold. She's got eyes like diamonds, her teeth shine like gold. Every time she kisses me, she sends my mellow soul. Baby, you're so beautiful, but you've got to die one day. Baby, you're so beautiful, but you've got to die one day. All I want's a little loving before you pass away. Roll on, boys, and jump for joy. Hey, man, I'm happy. I am happy as a baby boy. My mom's gonna buy me a high dramatic kitty car. Early in the morning, everybody's gonna shout. I'm going away and leave you by yourself. Pretty baby, I'm going away and leave you by yourself. You have mistreated me, now you can mistreat somebody else. I'm crying, yes, yes. Happy crying, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Have the old heads be able to appreciate the new form of American music, both born in the United States, blues and jazz. The great William C. Handy wrote in his outstanding transcript, jazz, oh, jazz, oh, jazz, oh, jazz, oh, jazz, right? Being the father of the blues, recognizing there's a new step, but he still wrote that beautiful music right there. Dr. J, what more can you say about the great W.C. Handy, the father of the blues, enjoying jazz?
Wow. I love that, you know, the song, you know, I grew up down by the river and all that stuff. The words were good, and then, like, that type of the lyrics and all in the song, it just makes women feel good, you know, knowing that a man feels that
listen,
way
you,
about
you. You're so important. Listen, you're so important. I'm going to put you on pause for a second because they're trying to call a doctor, man, try to get some, you know, naturopathic medicine at this time and see if she's going out. But, man, they trying to get at you, doctor. You know what I mean? Don't they know you're on the air? Yeah, I'm going to put her back on ice again. Let's bring back on, you know, my man, Eight. Number Eight, man, you know, old head recognizing the new school. How you feel?
Yeah, I feel beautiful. I feel groovy. I feel lovely. You know what I'm saying? Just sitting back and listening to the game. You know what I mean? Listening to the game. And for those who might be misconstruing what I mean by game, you know what I'm saying? I really just mean, you know, the knowledge. You know, when the old head sits you down, they put you on game. It's nothing but just them giving you knowledge. You know what I mean? Through stories, through tales, through warnings, through advice. Just gems from one generation, mm-hmm. a whole different world to a whole nother generation, a whole different world for us to apply it so that we can maneuver a bit differently and a bit easier, you know what I'm saying, through the growth and through, you know, just being able to evolve into a better person, into a more fuller, realized aspect of who we are meant to be, you know what I'm saying, as we come full circle into, you know, walking our purpose, you know what I mean? So I hear a lot of game tonight. I hear a lot of game through through the lyrics, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Count Basie, shout out to the writers, shout out to the orchestra, you know what I mean? Because just because they're not using words don't mean they're not writing, you know what I mean? We're literally hearing people write vibrations, and then according to the vibrations that are written, they are playing those vibrations. And they are uplifting us. They are resonating with us on a spiritual level based upon literal vibrations. You know what I mean? So it's beautiful, man. It's a beautiful night.
I appreciate that, you know, number eight. And, of course, you know, what more can we do? You know, we all been through some bad relationships. I know I had my few. You know what I mean? You know, I divorced two women but the same lawyer. But, however, that's my story. And let Count Basie featuring Joe Williams sing my story.
Baby, won't you please come home? You know your daddy's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, but that'll never make us part. 'Cause every hour and day you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Hurry, hurry. Baby, won't you please come home? Baby, won't you please come on home? Because your loving daddy's so all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your sweet name. When you left, you broke my heart, broke my heart. But that will never, never make us part. Because every hour in the day, you can hear your daddy say, pretty baby, 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 please come home. Hurry, hurry, baby, baby, won't you please come home?
We all go through those type of things, you know, and, you know, trying to separate yourself from relationships. Sometimes you get emotional. You know, baby, won't you please come home? But then you leave that relationship and try to find a new relationship. And then, of course, there's romance. If you allow it to happen, you know, put aside that hurt. We've all been through it. We are human. But can you go again to find someone that you love? It's romance.
A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend, this is. We should be like a couple of hot tomatoes. But you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunt. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. Thank you.
fine romance. You won't nestle a fine romance. You won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunt. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. This is a fine romance. This is a fine romance. This is a fine romance.
Be playful with your lover. You know what I mean? This is a fine romance. Let the person know how you feel. Sometimes it might not work all out, but you can make love and make it all good all over again. You might have some disagreements, but make love. Thing you ever can do. Hey, number eight. Man, it's a fine romance.
You know what? It's grown talk, man. And it's beautiful how grown that is, you know what I mean? Even to what you were just saying as far as, you know what I mean, you're going to make up, you're going to break up to make up in relationships. And by break up, we're not talking about leaving the relationship alone. You got your ups, you got your downs. But the main thing about it is to be able to stick it out, you know what I mean? So happen that both sides resonate with each other on the frequency of love, pure love, true love. Because, man, ain't nothing like that make-up loving. That's for damn sure.
Ooh, you start to talk something that is oh so satisfying. Dr. J is Dr. O. And, of course, is it a fine romance, Dr. J?
Yeah, you know, it's a fine romance. Whenever you can find romance, it's fine. So I love both of those songs that you just played. Again, great music that just puts you in a great place and a great mindset and just makes you feel good. So, yeah, fine romance. I want one.
Indeed, good doctor. you know what? You know what? I ain't gonna, you know, we ain't going to start that stuff. It's all about me. No, I'm just kidding. But we go to the next caller right now. Caller, you're live right now with your honeybee, Dr. Olasky, and, of course, My American Songbook.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the trunk of your baby mom car look like a dumpster while she riding around on eight was good.
How many different cars you see in every single city in the United States, which you just said, the 2022 Linear New Host of the Year? Now, of course, in annals, that means this man is very special. The Outstanding Clever One. And, of course, on Wednesday night, we go back at those Chronicles of the Jizza. We go back to Woo Wednesdays. How you feel tonight, man? You know, I know it's July 9th.
Oh, man, you already know, man. I'm blushing out here. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it gracious, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a little. They turned the heat up on us, but, you know, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? It's what's wild out here, you know what I mean?
That's right.
But, you know, these classics on the soundtrack here, you know what I'm saying? It's interesting, hearing the hearts being poured out, you know what I'm saying, over these classic sounds of music here, you know what I'm saying? Where, you know, you had people that was, you know, they express themselves, you know what I mean, through these musics, you know what I mean, where whatever it takes for you to express yourself in a manner that allows you to get the things off your chest that people normally bottle up, you know what I'm saying? People got to understand some of these things is you can be boisterous at times, and you know what I mean, and without being offensive. You can make it in a general sense, and whoever's listening and whoever it applies to, they'll get the message. Whether they know it's for them or not, they hear it. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing about it is, you know what I mean, shout out to this soundtrack tonight. You know what I mean? Honey B, Brother Olasky, you know what I'm saying? on the doctor tip, you know what I'm saying? You know? But yeah, man, I'm just enjoying the show, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm gonna follow up on Jetty A track, you know what I mean? This is the knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Where yes, it is game, you know what I'm saying? Because if you know, some of us don't have no game, where that be the problem with that kind of counts you out from certain things when you ain't got no game. When you don't know what to say to these women out here, fellas, you know what I mean? You might miss your turn. You know, closed mouth don't get fed. You heard that before. You know what I'm saying? So if you want some fried chicken, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I mean, little greens or something on the side, you know what I mean, little macaroni and tuna salad or something, you know what I mean, you might got to open your mouth and have some game like these guys on these songs here. So that's what I got for them tonight, you know what I mean? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. Where the bums at, Wawa, got cash at when you ain't got no change. Check the satellites.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Listen, all the women out there, man, make sure, man, the man need cornbread and send him on his way. Now, of course, you know, intercolorism, you know, I think that Count Basie was talking about some light-skinned black woman when he came up with cherry red.
You run here, pretty mama, and sit down on your daddy's knee. I want to tell everybody how you've been sending me. Baby, if that is your secret, then you had better keep it to yourself. Because if you tell me, I might tell somebody else. I ain't never loved, and I hope I never will. Because a loving proposition will get somebody killed. She's got real fine legs, and she is built up from the very ground. And every time she kisses me, Lord, my love comes tumbling down. Leave me, pretty baby. Leave me, 'cause you know I can be led. Mama, squeeze me, baby, till my face turns cherry red, cherry red.
Now, he was talking about every single woman that he dealt with, and, you know, they all were black, and that's the dark-skinned women, the karma woman, and the light-skinned woman, because his face turn cherry red. We're going to have a wonderful conversation right now, of course, right here on the wonderful and outstanding Beverly Nation. Of course, caller, you're live with Dr. O. So, show.
Hello, this is Tiana Speaks. Hello to everybody and playing the wonderful music you're playing tonight.
Thank you so much, Tiana Speaks. What's happening with you?
So I wanted to, you guys are talking about love, and I wanted to share a few things. First, I wanted to actually thank you from the bottom up, because you created this station, and through this station, I got an extended family. And I have to definitely give a shout out to Chantilla last night I had to get off the air because I wasn't feeling good, and I texted her and told her. And today she checked on me, and she sent some really nice things. And I was just like, wow, like, the love was just amazing. You know, like, just, I mean, you know, I knew Eva and Jared before, but just the love that WBNN has is like no other. It really is. I have to say that. It is amazing to me to be able to just know these wonderful individuals. Even the ones I haven't met yet, it still feels like they're family. And this is a once, you know, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime type of experience. You can't get this feeling, the WBNN feeling, anywhere else. I really, truly feel that. Because the unique individuals that make up WBNN, yeah, I don't think anybody can touch that. I really don't. But I'm going to say something else about the love you guys are speaking about. It is very important. I don't think, and I'm not saying all men, a lot of men don't realize the vulnerability is very important in expressing yourself and being able to let that woman feel comfortable. When you want to be all tough and macho and you don't want to show your feelings, then that woman keeps her guard up. But when you're able to be vulnerable, then she feels as though she can let her guard down. And it is. If you look at the music that you're playing now and how they speak compared to the music today or what guys are saying in their music, it is absolutely just like night and day, absolutely. And I know that I noticed this at one point when my friend wanted to go out, and I'm listening to the music that I listened to 10 or 15 years prior that's playing when we're out, and I'm like, man, I never really paid attention to the lyrics, what it's actually saying, a lot of the disrespect and things like that. And we're actually dancing to this. Like, you know, we're not realizing what this is, you know. So I appreciate you bringing the good music back, and I'm always learning, and I love you all. So I really appreciate y'all. I wanted you to know that.
Definitely. Indeed. You know, class of 2023 rookie, Tiana Speaks. Talk about the two shows that are making your legacy happen historically.
Yes. So September 13th, we have Yo Nací Para Amarte. And for the English-speaking people, it is I Was Born to Love You. And we'll talk about issues in the, you know, Latin community. And just stay tuned. Make sure you tune in September 13th. And then September 22nd, I believe this. Correct me if I'm wrong. But September 22nd is the power of thoughts, which I encourage people to change their perspective on things, because I believe every thought you've had up until this point is why you are in the place you are in your life at this moment, good or bad. You could have had a lot of different things happen to you had you took a different turn, had you had a different vision. Or you might be exactly where you're supposed to be because you did what you were supposed to do and you lived the way you were supposed to live. And when you're not living right, a lot of things are not going to come to you. You can't have your hand out expecting life to give you everything when you're not doing right on your part and living and breathing. You know, yeah, your morals got to be in check. So I want to encourage people to just think different so they can, somebody's life when it goes up, and that's what I want to do.
You know, it's crazy you said that, Tiana, because, you know, my parents, you know, Deborah and Lonnie Beverly, it's amazing how they interjected that good music, you know, cooking, breakfast, and dinner. Mommy grew up in that time. She was born in 1929. And I got a chance to hear that swing, the Big Bang sound. And the blues, which is my favorite music to play, Tiana, you know that.
Right.
And parents proud that I have affected my son as a wonderful chef in the state of California and, you know, the city of San Francisco. And I'm so proud of my only son, my only child, doing his thing. And that's the greatest gift I have. I want to thank the outstanding class of 2023. Rookie, the legend continues. Now I'm going to, you know, for the first time ever, dedicate a song to myself, because a lot of times you go through relationships and sometimes you be like, okay, I get it. All right. Okay. You win, you know, and, you know, it is what it is. So Joe, take us there, man. Give us the strength. And also don't be shy of the good doctor. press 1 before I go into my Ngozi time. Press 1 to talk to me. I'm right here. I'm available with music that's oh so satisfying.
You told me everything was all right. Everything was okay. And you turned around and gave my love away. You did a lot of talking, but now you got me walking. Tell me, what did I win? Everything was all right. Everything was okay. Till you started running around both night and day. Girl, my kisses used to thrill you, but now I say to chill you. Tell me, what did I win? I never will forget promises you made, everything you said to me. My foolish heart, okay, you told me everything was all right and everything was okay. Every little dog has got to have his day. Say, wheel of love spinning, you told me I was winning. Tell me, what did I win? I never will forget the promises you made and everything you said to me. My foolish heart, okay, you told me everything was all right and everything was okay. Every little dog has got to have his day. Been and you told me I was winning. Tell me, what did I win? Tell me, what did I win? Tell me. Tell me.
You told me everything was all right and everything was okay. So, you know, we get that grasp of that wonderful relationship. You know, don't let Joe sing that song to you. Be truthful in your relationship. Be truthful what you say to a man. Be truthful what you say to a woman. Because you said everything is all right and everything is okay. Now, of course, what more can I say tonight with the wonderful, outstanding co-host, evening's outstanding soundtrack, The American Songbook. And before I bring them on, you know, I got to bring up something that's very near and dear to all of your hearts. Congratulations to me on my 53rd WBNN All-Time Connection record, honoring the late, great Darlene Lawrence with the championship and my third consecutive as a host. And tonight I'm a fill-in host. It is what it is. We keep on moving. We're going to let number 8 talk to me tonight on this championship.
Once again, the game that's being dropped in that record. You told me everything was all right. You told me everything is okay. Now listen, when I was young, and I know all men go through this, we fell into the real dangerous trap in believing that what a woman says on the surface is what the reality is. Women speak on multi-levels. Women speak on multi-levels. And as you grow and mature as a man in your mental developments, in your spiritual and emotional developments, you understand that sometimes the dismissive energy that a woman might give to a situation doesn't mean that she's cool with it. It could mean she's over it. It could mean that she's just waiting for another opportunity for you to prove yourself. Could just mean that she's tired. So it's up to us to be able to identify beyond what's being said to what the truth of the matter is. That's why you never give up courting the woman that you love. You never give up, quote unquote, chasing the woman that you love. You never give up checking in on the woman that you love, because you get caught up with that everything is all right, everything is okay. Shit,
You're going to see what kind of prize you win at the end of the day.
Oh, no, you didn't say that. Jetty 8-track is tough. You know what? I'm going to bring on the doctor. I'm going to bring on the doctor. Doctor, he's, he, you know, doctor, doctor. Help me, doctor. Oh.
Well, yeah, you know, I, you know, basically agree with the stuff you just said. But, yeah, that song, Everything Is All Right, Everything Is Okay. And that's another song that makes you just feel good on the inside to know that if you listen to some music that it's going to uplift your spirit if you're going through something during the course of a day or a night, and then that song comes on letting you know that everything is all right, everything is okay. I love that. And, you know, all of the music tonight was just awesome, awesomely amazing. And I just want to share a little bit of more history about the wonderful Count Basie, you know, who was born William James Basie. And he's a Leo like me. His birthday was August 21st, 1904. And, you know, my birthday is August 12th, so his is 21. Reverse the other way around, it's 12. Okay, and he died April 26, 1984. And in 1935, that's when he formed the Count Basie Orchestra, which was an amazing orchestra. And the music, of course, as you heard tonight, still lives on. And in 1936, he took them to Chicago. And that's when they recorded their first recording. And he led that group for 50 years. And I love the way he used the music and did his arrangements, especially with the two-split tenor saxophones that he used and how he emphasized the different sections of the big band. And then the styles that he just created was so amazing. And then all of the people that he just pushed along the way, like the musicians he had that became very prominent under his direction, such as Lester Young and Herschel Evans. They were both tenor saxophonists. And then there was Freddie Green, the guitarist, and Buck Clayton, and Harry Sweets Edison. They were both trumpeters. And then you had the plunger trombonist, Al Gray. And then the singers that he used, my goodness, like we heard Joe Williams tonight. He also had Jimmy Rushing and two women, Helen Humes and Thelma Carpenter. And, you know, Count Basie, hey, he is the Count for a reason. And we saw that tonight. We saw that tonight. And guess what, everybody? Everything is all right and everything is okay. And again, I just want to make an emphasis, you know, how today we see these celebrity actors and we see recording artists that go through marriage after marriage. But here we have the wonderful Count Basie married to his wife for 40 years.
I love what Dr. J just said. And, of course, one of the greatest song producers of all time, Nelson Riddle, said, let's add another outstanding singer. And that person was the great Frank Sinatra. And like I said, Frank Sinatra said, it was the greatest time of my life when I toured with the orchestra given to you by Count Basie. And, of course, Mesa, it's going to take us home because it's my song. Mesa, you sang my song. Stop playing with your boy, please.
Imagine the way I feel when we're close enough to kiss. I've been around for a little while, never found anything like this. You take me high as an aeroplane with a smile shining bright like the sun. Since you came buzzing around my way, I could tell that you were the one. Honeybee, why are you so sweet? But my that you read my head, and I don't have to tell you twice. Love is the way that you make me feel, and it's just what I need the most. What could be better than you and me? Who knew heaven was so close?
Honeybee. And of course, this wonderful championship feeling tonight. I'm so proud of me, you know, 53. Mr. 8, what's your take tonight with this wonderful, outstanding program?
All I have to say is that tonight is a beautiful night to feel love, to be with love, or if you're just chilling on your own, dolo, loving yourself. It's a beautiful night to hear love, to be in the embrace of love. That's all these records is all about. That's all these WBNN, Beverly Nation hosts, are all about. You hear the callers calling in. You hear the gems that's being dropped. You hear the insight that's being given. You hear the miracles that's being taking place, man. It's all circulating around the basis and the premise of love, you know. So for everybody that's in their homes or in their cars, their vehicles in transition, and commute, or just relaxing and making sure that they winding down the rest of y'all evening, y'all just remember exactly what we're here for and the purpose thereof. It's all about love, baby.
When is your next show, Mr. 8-Track?
Oh, yes, indeed. This week, Thursday, 9:30 Eastern Central Time. Soul Genius Shamplu will be returning on our monthly basis. We're going to have a special show for y'all, especially with the music that's being curated by the great Dr. Odella. So stay tuned, y'all. This Thursday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Ooh. Caller come in real quickly, and I know she loves me, and I love her too. How you doing? Yeah. It's your honeybee, the doctor.
Hello?
Caller. Hey, you talking to the doctor. Loud and clear.
Oh, wonderful. I wanted to say on the air, congratulations for all your achievements. You are now a doctor, Dr. O. And I am so proud of you and so happy for you. And
thank
it
you,
couldn't
Wanda.
Happen to a nicer person. I'm listening to your special guest. You're quite welcome. You are truly an inspiration. Just wonderful. It's like you wear so many hats. I'm listening to your caller, and I listen to practically the whole show from the kitchen to the bedroom. And the last person who came on, he was quite right. People don't understand the difference of courting versus dating. And
yeah.
I wanted to ask you or him, why is it, and this is my observation, I expect a certain type of behavior at different ages and stages of men. What I am seeing and what I hear my girlfriends complain about are the more mature men, the older men, where they just don't put out the effort. They can be in a full-blown relationship and they're, you know, doing the things that they're supposed to do, she is, whatever, but you don't feel any fire. You don't even feel like this is where you really want to be. You don't really feel happiness. You don't feel appreciation. And I understand if someone is financially strapped, but dating is not something you do if you're not prepared to do the things necessary to court someone or to win them over. And I'm not talking bags. I'm talking simple things like a movie, flowers, you know, from the supermarket. And someone younger, you can say, okay, that's what they do with the morning texts and stuff. They send a picture of flowers. Someone 50, that's not appropriate, you know, and that's my opinion and some of my girlfriend's opinion. Like, once you get a certain age, you should be able to send or bring flowers. And it can't be okay just to be texting someone or coming over someone's house and thinking you don't have to do anything else. And it seems like the older men sort of mostly move. I don't want to say only move. When it's a female that's younger, you know, doesn't mean that she's more attractive or has more to offer, but they'll just do more for younger women. And then someone in their age bracket, they don't. And now the conversations are, why don't we want to be bothered? We don't feel valued. And I'll stop there. So thank you for saying something that I've been saying myself, like, there's a difference between courting and dating, and you first have to court before you date. And then once you get to a certain point, you have to continue to do those things on both sides, men and women, to keep that person, or you might lose.
Well, of course, Wanda Walker, you know what I mean? You know, all of our wonderful women on WBNN are my honeybees, and it's wonderful to be able to come on and be able to express yourself. I'll answer those questions. It's all about maturity. And no, you should be able to share your love unadulterated, right? And flowers are wonderful when it comes down to a lady. And, of course, presentation is always paramount. Not only that, it's all about the person who's giving you the flowers, okay? And what's their intention? And so, you know, to all the women out there, you know, in the world, you know, of course, I share myself, you know, internationally with all the women out there. Every single woman that listens to this show, you are all my honeybees. However, in my life, there's people that are more important when it comes down to my relationships, and they have special names. So, of course, thank you so much, Wanda Walker. And we come on with the outstanding fifth reigning commissioner of our network. And very, very, very quickly, this woman here has helped me tremendously in the logistics. And again, 2021 Lenny Host of the Year, 2022 overall Host of the Year. And the sky is the limit for our wonderful, outstanding commissioner. The Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother O. And, wow, before I forget, I wanted to thank Tiana Speaks, our wonderful host, for giving me a shout out like that. That was like absolutely beautiful, caught me off guard. But yeah, I love all the WBNN hosts, and if something's going on with any of our hosts, you know, I want to make sure that they're okay. And hey, making a phone call to check on someone, it's so something so easy to do, and showing love that way. And she showed love by giving me that shout out. So thank you so much, Tiana. And about spreading love, that's what we spread it tonight. And those of you that are listening tonight, yeah, that brought Dr. O to his 50th ATR, all-time connection record, ATCR. It's wonderful.
53rd all-time connection record, doctor.
Oh, yeah, 53rd, I'm sorry. Yeah, 53rd. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah,
53rd, y'all. I was thinking about the 50 for Count Basie for the years him with the orchestra. But yeah, his 53rd all-time connection record. That's awesome for showing love. So love to our listeners, and with the love that we show tonight. And like I said, if for those of you that have listened tonight, if you have friends or family and, you know they're going through something, a phone call. Check on them. See how they're doing. Show them that you care, because that shows love. So if you love someone, show them that you do, you know. And it's so easy, people. Even giving someone a smile walking down the street is so easy, because we never know what people are going through. And just that can brighten their day. Why frown?
Yeah.
I mean, frowning takes... So it uses too many muscles that messes up your face when you start frowning. Smile, and it'll make you look younger, okay? So smile a while, you know.
Yeah, you better believe
it. I think, yeah. So thank you so much, Dr. O, for the wonderful music tonight from the great, late great Count Basie. Wonderful, wonderful. So everyone should be in a great mood because of the music. You should sleep well and be happy tonight, because we heard some happy music to make you feel good on the inside. So thank you again,
all right.
Dr. O.
And, of course, I will say something to her. But, you know, News Forum will be back on Sunday. And this young lady is the anchor of our network and what she does on a constant basis. You know, but, you know, it's real, real, real cool to be able to understand love. I'm going to bring on another call before I go into, you know, my final Ngozi thoughts and all that about this wonderful, outstanding performance of Count Basie and his orchestra. But, you know, for the next 2 minutes, who's the caller?
Hello, it's Miss Automatic Charismatic.
You know what, though? You know what, though, Larry Shepard? You were calling at the end of the show, man. This person, man, is my first ever web designer of this network, and the person that I always say, went for him, I wouldn't have my greatness. Real quickly, man, Larry. Talk to me, man.
I want to say I am proud of you, what you have done. I am proud of you getting your doctorates. I am proud of you. I got the chance to know you. And I want you to call me because I got an idea. When you,
tomorrow. I will call you tomorrow, you know, because I love you very much. In my busy day, I will call you, Larry.
I'm happy for you, man.
Know.
I'm always... Yes.
Listen, man.
Always,
you know what you've done for me on a constant basis, man. Back in those good days, between 17 and 20, go down in the history of our network. You know, this man is the epitome of greatness. All you guys don't understand that. All you newcomers to WBNN, Larry Shepard is the reason why I was able to expand my network. And you know, always give him that prop. People around the world understand Larry Shepard is a genius, The chaos, the format of a dynasty.
Mike
this
Tyson.
Man did that for me. Mike Tyson all day. You know, bye, Larry. Listen, now I'm going to call him tomorrow. But, of course, we got some new candidates coming to our network, and we're not playing no games, because if you don't want to be here, it is what it is. Now, of course, tonight, we honor Count Basie. I did what I did. I said what I said. And all around the world, understand, we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Tomorrow night, we come back on these outstanding conversations with the Boston Chronicles, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, because all around the world, I know you love me. I know. I get it. Beverly Nation and WN has advertising to win Ghosty Time for Time Media. Pinterest, Google, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dali Malay, when you go to their Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ola Day Later, and goes to my@gmail.com. I am the Mother and Father's paid producer and also DJ. Honeybee, Olaski, but most importantly, Dr. Ola Dali Malay, when you go to saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis, baby. And everything's all right.
Okay, you win, I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win, baby, what can I do? I'll do anything you say, it's just got to be that way. Well, all right, okay, you win, I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win, baby, what can I do? Anything you say I'll do, as long as me and you.